are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Man, woo! Boy, pretty spicy stuff going on. I don't know if I just, you know, am ticked off because I'm in just, you know, one of those moods, or I'm just kind of frustrated. I guess the White House is not very happy with the, FDA's announcement that Plan B, the emergency contraception, has age restrictions of 15 years old. I guess they want no age restrictions. I really don't get why they're so concerned about 11-year-old girls getting morning after emergency contraception. I guess they really want to decrease healthcare costs. They don't want anybody going to a doctor, anybody getting education. They just want your 11-year-old daughter or granddaughter getting emergency contraception as she pleases. So we'll talk about that and why that's ridiculous. California, on the other hand, has taken things into their own hands, and they now have a program where boys and girls as young as 12 years old can now have free condoms delivered to their little tree houses, or, I mean, their houses. So I guess boys in California and girls in California can now get multicolored condoms sent to them, right? You know how, your mom gets a UPS package, FedEx package, maybe it's something they bought on eBay. If your kid gets a package, most likely it's going to be condoms. This report that came out saying 3 out of 5 new moms are not married, are single. You know, it just kind of makes you wonder, where are we going with this? Now, I know a lot of people get pregnant accidentally. Oops. You know, birth control is so hard to come by. We don't have any, you know, birth control options out there. I mean, you know, mind you, there's probably over, you know, 400 different formulations, but that's still not enough. Not enough. There's, you know, never any access to condoms. I mean, the nearest convenience store is, you know, sometimes a good 2.5 minutes away by foot. And I understand. And, you know, it's very, very difficult to bring your knees together. You know, it's a very difficult position. It's more natural for us to, you know, have our knees wide open. Men usually, you know, when they wear a pair of pants, zippers don't work, right? You know, zippers just naturally fall. And for a zipper to stay up in a locked position, it has to defy gravity, Newton's law, defy God. I mean, for that zipper to stay up. So I understand that young people out there are defying the most horrific odds in trying not to get pregnant. Sperm are just flying all over the place. You could see a boy in your classroom 7 rows down, and there's nothing going to stop that sperm from getting into your fallopian tube. I get that. I understand that it's almost impossible nowadays to not get pregnant. I understand that. But, you know, maybe we should go over some tips on how to, you know, defy gravity, defy odds, defy Congress, and, you know, figure out how to, you know, have the Lord answer our prayers, to keep our zipper functioning and to not malfunction accidentally in an inopportune time. I don't understand this. You know, one of you had suggested that the reason why more women are opting to have kids not married is it's a choice. A lot of benefits out there for unwed mothers and single mothers. I mean, I don't know. I mean, I've been pregnant before. I don't really see the financial incentive and to think that you're going to get benefits by getting pregnant on purpose I mean, that to me, I'd like to give these women the benefit of the doubt and say they're accidentally getting pregnant. I'd kind of hate to think that we have groups and scores of women and men deciding to purposely impregnate just so they could get government handouts. But then again, I've really not been able to keep up to date on what the government handouts are. I mean, you know, the Obama phone thing was a shock to me. I mean, you know, really, is it that lucrative? I would hate to think that. I just think that, you know, people aren't really thinking about marriage, and that's just not in their, you know, 5-year plan. And, you know, people really don't wait anymore. They have sex. And, you know, I know some of you are like, oh, Dr. Dahlia, you're being so old school. I'll give you that. I think I am a little old school. I'm finally watching the Hatfields and McCoys miniseries marathon. My husband taped for me a couple months ago. And I guess the McCoy daughter and the Hatfield son ends up, you know, doing some lovey-dovey, hibbity-dibbity stuff, get pregnant, and they weren't married yet. So I know premarital sex has been around for a while. I get that. But honestly, more moms, okay, more new moms are not married at the time of their getting pregnant than not. And is this a problem or is it not a problem? Is this just the way society is? You know, marriage really, you know, is more of an inconvenience. It's an obstacle. I don't understand that. You know, there was a study that came out saying kids that are raised by both parents consistently, okay, as opposed to having multiple mothers or multiple fathers, do better intelligence-wise. Now, I don't like that study. I don't like that study. I come from, you know, a family who had to, you know, my parents stayed together until my dad died. But, you know, I have a, you know, half-sister. I have, you know, I mean, you know, I come from a family where divorce is, you know, pretty common. And I don't think any of the kids, you know, lack in intelligence, you know, because of that. But there is something to say about having, and, you know, an institution of marriage. I don't know if that word is now the politically correct word to use, but having, you know, having the kind of old school, old institution, I guess, is the word for it. You know, I mean, I always thought it would help. I've always felt guilty, even though I've been married to my husband. You know, I'm not around the house much. I'm not, you know, around the kids as much for my own sanity. Don't go away. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
Everybody, Dr. Dahlia here. Now listen up. It is time for the Dr. Dahlia Alaskan Cruise. Leaving June 28th out of Seattle, Washington, we will cruise up the gorgeous Inside Passage of Alaska for the most amazing week of your life, returning July 5th. Now the ship we are taking is the exquisite Celebrity Solstice. And as we go up Alaska's Inside Passage, we're going to visit Ketchikan, Tracy Arm Fjord, Juneau, Skagway, and of course, Victoria, British Columbia. Now, when you take a Dr. Dahlia cruise, what else happens? Well, we got parties, we got prizes, and the most amazing classes. So book your cabin now by visiting my website at www.drdahlia.com. That's DRDALIAH.com. Or call 702-279-5035. That's 702-279-5035. Come on, guys. Let's go cruising.
Hi, this is Gary Cooper with Midas Resources Gold and Silver. Don't be surprised when the global elite confiscates money from your bank account one day. They have already very clearly telling you that they're going to do it. With what just happened in Cyprus serving as a blueprint for future bank bailouts, if you are concerned about keeping your money, why not consider storing your wealth in gold and silver? Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130. Together we'll discuss your options of buying gold and silver. Again, the global elite have plans for your money, and it doesn't include you. So call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130, and I will send you a booklet with 10 reasons why gold and silver could be right for you. Again, don't get caught with money in your account when the next bank bailout hits. Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hey there, my name is Frank Bates. Do you know the number one most valuable item in a crisis? Some people think the answer is gold. Others think it's a gun. But the correct answer will shock you. I just created a free video at crisis123.com that reveals a surprising item that is more valuable than gold in a crisis. 97% of Americans don't have this one critical item. In fact, they haven't even given it a thought. And the sad truth is that you may not survive without it when a real crisis hits and a starving mob is right outside your door. What I have to tell you could literally make the difference between life and death for you and your family. Watch my video at crisis123.com to discover the number one most valuable item in a crisis. You'll be shocked. See the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in the last 3 months. Go watch my video now at crisis123.com before they force me to shut it down. Again, that's crisis123.com.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. 1-877-DOC-DAHLI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Don working the dials. I had a little bit of leftover meatloaf for breakfast. Woo! Feel it kind of coming up a little bit, so I'm going to have a little bit of reflex this hour. Little meatloaf. I mean, it tastes good, and it even, you know, smells better coming up afterwards out of the mouth, of course, but... I apologize. A little bit of kind of meatloaf hiccups and meatloaf burps. Not a problem. I mean, my microphone still smells good from whoever cleaned it the other day, so I think I'll be okay. If my microphone turns yellow from black, then we know we have a problem. Okay, don't forget to follow me on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so, you know, as we're discussing how the U.S. Census Bureau has released a report as of yesterday, how, more women than not are single at the time they become new moms, okay? Some of you are probably thinking, well, Dr. Dahlia, why should I care? I mean, you know, it's a woman's choice. Let everybody do what they want to do. Doesn't really affect me. I really don't care whether they have sex when they're married or not. I don't care. I kind of do. Because, I pay taxes, and I pay a lot of them, and I think if we have a society where more women are going to be financially vulnerable when they start to have a family, and it's our duty as American citizens to take care of our children, Okay, even if it's not our children, but somebody else's child, we have to, you know, financially make sure they have a safety net. I think it is our business. I really do. I mean, take a look at some of these statistics. In Washington, D.C., 50% birth rate to unmarried moms. Now, we're not talking about women that got pregnant and then they get divorced. We're talking about people who were not married, single moms at the time they got pregnant. I'm looking at this one source. I almost can't believe it. In Flagstaff, Arizona, 74.6% of girls, when they get pregnant, are not married at the time. 74.6%. 3 out of 4 women. Greenville, North Carolina, 69.4%. Lima, Ohio, I guess the city in Glee, 67.5%. Myrtle Beach, South Carolina, 67.4%. I mean, this is crazy. Now, where was the lowest? Cheyenne, Wyoming. See, I can understand why people aren't really getting pregnant a lot in Cheyenne, Wyoming, unwed. I mean, you know, you got so many trees and mountains and you're hiking. You got a lot to do. Palm Coast, Florida, only 6.2% of the women getting pregnant are not married. Provo, Utah, 8.2%. I know, kind of shocking, right, that Provo, Utah would even have a percent that high. But still, St. George, 10.4%. Lake Havasu City, where I worked in the ER, 12.7%. So those are the lower ones. But you're kidding me, Flagstaff, Arizona, 75%. Now, whether it's our business or not, and again, you know, from a moral, you know, standpoint, it's none of our business. It's not for us to judge, you know. People can do whatever they want. But then when it gets to the point with us supporting people, I mean, this is why the whole abortion issue is still an issue. Many of you write going, I don't understand what the conservatives are doing. You know, stay out of the abortion issue. We want to stay out of the abortion issue. And we want our tax dollars to stay out of the abortion issue. All right? I mean, I don't really know what either political party is doing. And I don't know what each truly stands for. But what I stand for, being a conservative, is government staying the hell out of our decisions, which would mean if somebody decides to get pregnant without having financial security, again, the government butt out. But we can't. We can't butt out. Okay? You know, for the Democrats getting all mad and the liberals getting all mad that, you know, Republicans have all these issues with moral questions and institutions of marriage, et cetera, or whatever. They sure don't. I see a little irony here. All right. If we all have to carry on the financial load of people having children when they are not financially stable for that, don't we have a right to say stop it? Either not stop it to the women, but stop the money flow. I mean, again, I mean, in the olden days, if you got pregnant, if you got quote unquote knocked up, I hate that term. All right. The whole family had to chip in. The whole family. Now, no. If you don't have a mom who'll help you or an aunt to help you, we have a safety net through our government. Some of you think it's a wonderful thing. You know, we have TANF, the Temporary Aid for Needy Families. It's a grant program that's supposed to kind of help, supplement welfare. You got Medicaid. You got food stamps. You got WIC. There's Section 8 housing. And, you know, I mean, as a mom myself, as a physician, I think that's really nice that we have that. I think that's phenomenal that we have that. You know, but you know, because you want to have funds and you want to have programs for people in need. But then when you turn around and you see people are doing this on purpose, I'm furious. I mean, really? Are all these women just accidentally getting pregnant? Are these women getting attacked? I mean, if that's the case, okay, then why don't we step up on that end? Why aren't we trying to solve that problem? But I think this 3 out of 5 women on average deciding to start a family or not using protection and getting pregnant when they're not in a situation that would be more financially beneficial for mom and baby, is now I think an epidemic. And, you know, we talked about this a few weeks ago. I don't want to say I predicted it. It was just something I just kind of noticed. You know, most of the women I'm diagnosing with pregnancy weren't married. And they were happy about it. You know, I mean, so either people are accidentally getting pregnant, either people are getting assaulted more than we ever thought, either people, you know, are planning to do this because it's, you know, they there is some financial, I don't know, I can't really see how that could be, you know, financially beneficial. Or D, people really don't think marriage is what it used to be. And there are people just, you know, there's couples out there that want nothing to do with marriage. You know, remember Goldie Hawn and Kurt Russell? I don't think they ever got married. I remember we all thought that they were really progressive with that, going, wow, wow, they're living together and not getting married. Wow, now that seems to be the more common road to take. And, I mean, if that's where the country's going, that's where the country's going. I mean, you know, people have a right to choose who they want to live with and not. But once it starts to get to my tax dollars and we have to pay financially for people making, you know, decisions that weren't well thought out, I have a big problem with that. If you decide to have unprotected sex or you decide to not wait to have sex until you could financially be more stable, that's not my problem. But with this administration, it is. And boy, this administration is really going to bat for all our sexual escapades. We have the White House now, okay, appealing a federal judge's order to eliminate any age restrictions on who can buy morning after birth control pills without a prescription. What? Why isn't the government staying out? I guess the FDA, remember yesterday, the day before, decides to lower the age where people over the counter can get Plan B, morning after birth control, emergency contraception, to age 15. And they have to show proof of age. Government doesn't want that. They want everybody to be able to get morning after. And I forget who thought that the conservatives were overreacting, that this had to do with 11-year-olds getting birth control. Well, is it? Okay, I mean, you know, here's the ruling of 15-year-olds. Now they want to do away with that? And they just want a 9-year-old girl? Don't you, you know, one of the reasons why we wanted this with a prescription, as a doctor for me, is because if you have an 11-year-old who is in dire need of emergency contraception, don't you think that girl needs a talking to? Don't you think she needs a little bit of an education? Don't you think she needs to be evaluated for STDs? If somebody is scrambling to the store to need emergency contraception and is going to have an issue with the 15-year-old cutoff guideline, I think that person may be an ideal candidate for a one-on-one talk. Am I wrong? I don't understand this. I don't get it. Let us doctors and us nurses and us PAs and nurse practitioners do our jobs. If the parents aren't going to do their job, let us. But our government is actually fighting, probably spending tax dollars to fight this, to let 12-year-old girls get emergency contraception. What are we doing? 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI.
If you love pineapple as much as I do, I've got some great news for you. You're going to love this offer from Freeze Dry Guy. For the month of May, Freeze Dry Guy is offering the finest quality freeze-dried pineapple. A case of 6 number 10 cans yielding 114 servings at a special introductory price. First quality freeze-dried pineapple grown and packed with nothing added. This healthy treat works wonders with salad. It's great for snacking, hiking, hunting, camping, and forever. adding to your food storage program. And please note that Freeze-Dried Guys foods will store on your shelf for decades. Order now and get free shipping to your front door within the lower 48 states. The special introductory price is good until May 31st. For more information and a free complete product list, go to freezedryguy.com or phone 866-404-3663. Freezedryguy.com, 866-404-3663.
Introducing a 30-day emergency food supply for only $99. At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can purchase Oregon Trail Foods' one-month supply of high-quality, nutritious, and healthy emergency meals for less than $100. These vegetarian meals are all natural, non-GMO, high in carbs and protein, and are packed with oxygen absorbers in Mylar pouches. They take up to 70% less space than number 10 cans, have a 20-year shelf life, and huge portions, over twice the serving size of some competitors' meals. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low by buying direct from producers in Oregon and then pass the savings on to you. Purchase a 30-day, 90-serving emergency food supply for only $99 this month, and $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Call 541-673-6666 or visit 30dayfoodsupply.com, where they make preparedness affordable. 30dayfoodsupply.com. Got it? Get it. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com.
Got a simple question for you. Can you sell?
Yes?
Okay. Can you sell the intangible?
If yes, and you'd like to work 9 to 5, Monday through Friday, with no overtime, no weekends,
if you're passionate about not closing sales, but about opening relationships,
if you truly have a desire to serve global clients who need your advertising expertise,
and you're local to the Twin Cities and Burnsville, are hardworking, self-driven, with experience in sales, marketing, or advertising, are personable and a whiz on the phone, GCN wants to talk with you right now. GCN, the Genesis Communications Network, is one of the largest independent talk radio networks in the world, and we're hiring right now. We offer benefits and an excellent commission structure. Experience preferred, but we'll train the right person. Is that you? Submit your resume today to advertise@gcnlive.com. Again, that's advertise@gcnlive.com. Come work with the Genesis Communications Network, an equal opportunity employer.
Are you an inventor? Or do you know an inventor who would like to attempt to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to industry? For free information on how to proceed, phone toll-free 1-800-977-6119. InventHelp, America's leading invention company, has inventors' information you can have free. Get an informative brochure and other material of interest to new inventors from the company whose patent referrals have helped secure more than 7,000 patents. Learn how to get your free information by dialing 1-800-977-6119. That's 1-800-977-6119. Even if you only have an idea for improving an existing product and don't know where to go with it, you'll want this free inventor's information. It shows how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to industry. It's a free call. That's 1-800-977-6119. 1-800-977-6119.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Please follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. For those of you that listen on XM, I believe XM, Sirius XM, they're going to get a bunch of new channels. And channel 166, which is what I believe most of you guys listen to my show on, by about May 8th, May 9th, it may change to channel 244. So I think XM is, you know, putting promos out to kind of tell everybody when the big change is happening. But just want to make sure those of you that listen on XM know about that change. All right, let's go to the phone lines. We got Bill on the line from Georgia. Georgia. Hey, Bill, what's up, buddy?
Hey, Doc, I'm one of your truckers. I just love listening to your show.
Thank you, Bill.
Hey, yeah, you're welcome. You know, I'm really getting kind of disgusted with the way all this is going. We got the Plan B pills now for 15-year-olds, and the White House, of all places, is wanting to get age restriction lifted. I don't think it should be any, I mean, I think it should be 21 at all.
Mm-hmm.
But we got that. We got the government saying that most religions are bad except for Muslimism. Like I said, that Plan B pill. We're so far down the evil hole, what with gay marriage, and I'm just looking for God's judgment from the sky just any time now. You know, well, there's going to be so many pillars of salt standing around this country. It's going to be ridiculous.
I know. I can't tell you how many people bring up the Sodom and Gomorrah, and I'm like, I don't know. I mean, but you know what, though? You know, I got to tell you something. I mean, as much as, you know, I'm religious, and as, you know, much as I'm a conservative, you know, as a doctor, I love the idea of, you know, gay people having their union because, you know, they're happier people, they're healthier people, they appear to stay in that, you know, single relationship. I'm for marriage of anybody who wants to be together, to be together. I really get antsy seeing heterosexuals, homosexuals, you know, in relationships that aren't unionized. So, and thank you, Bill, for calling. But I do, I mean, and I know, because there's that, you know, one of you had asked me, you know, how do homosexuals reproduce? And how is homosexuality so rampant? Because if they can't have children, then how are, I mean, why isn't with Darwinian selection them dying off? If, you know, somebody who has the, let's say, quote unquote, homosexual gene, how are they able to produce children if they are gay? All right. Well, you know, my answer to that, and it must have been a new listener to the show, because we've talked about homosexuality and how when I was in school, I was taught 1 in 8 men. I don't know what the numbers are for women, but 1 in 8 men. Are gay. And, you know, people, we were kind of shocked in class. I'm like, really that many? And what I had discussed with all of you, you know, earlier this year and last year, et cetera, is many people who are married and living heterosexual lives are gay. Right? You know, we have groups of people, those that, you know, woke up one day, knew, you know, ever since they were a child, they were gay. They love themselves. They love who they are. They do well. They're happy. They're gay. Then you have the next set that's kind of confused, finding themselves. I dated a lot of them in college. After they dated me, they turned gay. I guess I didn't keep them on the girl's side. They wanted guys instead. Or maybe it's because I'm, you know, you have a deeper voice. I don't know. So then you have the ones that are kind of finding themselves and unsure. Some decide to, you know, repress it and, you know, just go and get married and have kids, and then some don't. And then you have the third group that, you know, they're so afraid because of their religion, and they're so upset with themselves for even having those thoughts that they suppress it and repress it so badly that they will never live that life no matter what. And again, they get married, they have kids, but I see a lot of these people and they're miserable. They're on antidepressants, they drink alcohol, etc. So for those of you kind of wondering, all right, you know, how are the genes propagating? Why are there, you know, more and more, you know, homosexuals if they can't have kids? They are having kids. They're in marriages, trying to, you know, living like a straight person. And so I'm for, you know, be who you are. I understand many of them are religious and they talk to their rabbi and they talk to their priest about, you know, how does, you know, God not hate me for what I'm doing? I was made this way. And, you know, that's not for me to say. I'm not a theologist. I don't know how these people work it out religiously, but I know a lot of people that are homosexual are religious. They are. And, you know, thank God there are some churches out there that will allow them to still pray and to still find God, because there's many, you know, religious institutions that won't allow them to, you know, come into their, you know, their institution because of, you know, the churches or the, you know, temples, strict, you know, guidelines to the Bible. And so I want people to find religion if they want to find it. I want them to find happiness. And I also don't want people to live a life that's fake for them. I don't want somebody who's gay trying to stay married, trying to have kids, to not be persecuted, all right? If they would rather be in a union with somebody, then do that. But I hope that answers, you know, some of your questions as to why, it's all these years and all these centuries, you know, one of you had asked if being gay is environmental. Because if they can't reproduce, there must be something environmentally changing the baby in the womb. No, it's genetic. All right? It's a very common thing for somebody to be born homosexual. It is. Okay, and I think that 1 in 8 number may even be an underestimation. But like I said before, as far as I'm concerned, when it comes to, you know, these girls having unprotected sex and getting pregnant, or when it comes to homosexuals, I want people to be able to have a union, be monogamous, be happy, and have a partner with them till death do us part. And that's how I look at it. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. But I do want to agree with Bill on we are, you know, completely abandoning a lot of our religious beliefs or a lot of our morals. You know, I don't think people should be having sex willy-nilly, and I know that's kind of an old term, but willy-nilly kind of sounds funny because, you know, people use the term willy, right, for penis, so willy-nilly, I think that's a good term. I think we have a very anti-religion attitude in this country right now, and that really bothers me. It scares the hell out of me. I do. I get very, very nervous about that. And I do wonder what God's thinking. I do. I mean, I think, you know, having a spirituality, even if you're an atheist, you know, still having some sort of spirituality where you know right from wrong, you have good people. You know, we're good people. But it's the ones that think their religion is to hurt others, or, you know, they think they're the devil. I get pretty nervous about that. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. And, you know, California, a lot of you are really, really nervous that California is going to fall off into the ocean. I was born in California. I'm from L.A. Originally, and I love that state. It's the most beautiful state. I just don't understand what goes on politically there. All right, but from what I understand now, there's this new program allowing 12-year-olds to get free condoms, and they will be delivered to their doors in California. Now, I guess maybe the only good thing about it is if mom opens the door, she'll be like, oh my, what's this? You know? I know moms don't sound like that. My mom did a little bit. Oh my. But apparently, it's tax dollars. According to CNN, federal tax dollars is being spent to get these kids, these 12-year-olds kids, condoms. Again, I would rather you get a zip tie on their zipper or some super glue on the girl's knees, but no. Our tax dollars are going to that instead. I see you guys coming up on the line. Don is working his tail off, getting you guys ready. Don't leave. We're going to be coming up. Oh, we got James on the line. Hey, James, buddy, what's going on?
I just wanted to say, you know, in light of the discussion about the gay marriage and all that, I'm going to come out and say, announce, you know, my gayness. I am a proud lesbian, so, you know, on that point, I'm good. The question I had for you was, I read something online. I'm not sure if the CDC has the correct information, but they seem to say that there's a new strain of gonorrhea.
Yep.
That has AIDS-like symptoms. Is that true?
Yeah, don't go away. We're coming up on heartbreak. I'll be right back, and we're going to talk about the new gonorrhea. Don't go away. 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Hey, everybody. Dr. Dahlia here. Now, listen up. It is time for the Dr. Dahlia Alaskan Cruise. Leaving June 28th out of Seattle, Washington, we will cruise up the gorgeous Inside Passage of Alaska for the most amazing week of your life, returning July 5th. Now, the ship we are taking is the exquisite Celebrity Solstice. And as we go up Alaska's Inside Passage, we're going to visit Ketchikan, Tracy Arm Fjord, Juneau, Skagway, and, of course, Victoria, British Columbia. Now, when you take a Dr. Dahlia cruise, what else happens? Well, we got parties, we got prizes, and the most amazing classes. So book your cabin now by visiting my website at www.drdahlia.com. That's drdahlia.com. Or call 702-279-5035. That's 702-279-5035. Come on, guys. Let's go cruising.
Being prepared against possible food shortages and economic collapse is not complicated. Just remember two words, disaster stuff. Add.com after those two words and you've got just one site for all your preparedness needs. DisasterStuff.com prepares your family against food shortages with Linden Farms freeze-dried foods in buckets or Gourmet Reserves freeze-dried food in number 10 cans, both with free shipping. Purify and rid your water of contaminants with a Big Berkey or other Berkey system and get free shipping, plus a water level spigot or fluoride filter at cost. And protect your radios and other electronics from EMPs with our EMP Faraday bags, starting at just $5.90. When the food shortages and economic instability happens, be ready with all your stuff from DisasterStuff.com. Just remember two words, DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster with MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is renovation teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
Springtime is sale time at Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big and stock up at HerbalHealer.com. New customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's spring specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale, CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Sea Cucumber, Super Fam and Super Male Plex, plus Glucosamine Chondroitin, our best-selling liquid CalMag Vitamin D, and our colloidal minerals, all on sale for spring at HerbalHealer.com. And Herbal Healer also offers certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at HerbalHealer.com.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Boy, this show definitely took a turn here, a left turn. We were going to be talking about the Season of the Guns by Jerry Brown and a lot of other medical news. But over the break, well, first, you know, we had James' question right before the break on gonorrhea and gonorrhea being rampant. And over the break, one of you wanted to me to touch upon how genetic is homosexuality. Another one wanted me to answer how many heterosexuals out there are gay. All right. Okay. So what? Let's quickly go through this because I know my show is 3 hours long, but I know some of you get cut off after an hour, which is why you guys gotta get the iPhone app and the Android app. This way you can listen to the show the whole time, and you know you don't get cut off. But I know my truckers out there, and God bless my truckers. They got XM and they can't have their cell phone on, so I understand that. Okay. So how genetic is homosexuality? We don't know. We don't know. I mean, they're still, you know, trying to discover what the different biological basis is. You know, we were talking about changes in the hypothalamus and how a lesbian's brain is very similar to a man's brain, whereas a homosexual male's brain is very similar to a female's brain. And so, you know, they've been, there's been, you know, many studies out there linking a biological genetic basis. But if, you know, somebody asks me if a man is, you know, living as a heterosexual and he's gay and he, you know, has a kid, is that kid going to be gay? We don't know. You know, you could have genes that skip generations. You could have, you know, I mean, almost every family I know has somebody who's gay in it, you know, but, you really don't know about father, grandfather, uncle, because many gay men are living as straight. And that's where I don't, you know, this is why we don't really have any numbers. And then, you know, the question one of you asked, how many, you know, heterosexuals out there, what percentage of the heterosexual population out there could be gay? My guess is the number of the population that will then come to equate homosexual men and heterosexual men to that 1 in 8 men figure of men being gay. That you see, whatever I learned in medical school to me doesn't change. I don't care if it's going to be the year 2030. Whatever I learned in medical school, that's going to be the absolute in science. So that 1 in 8 number, I really don't think has changed. So if we could move on to the next subject about this super gonorrhea that can kill. You know, if I could just kind of conclude, whenever we're talking about gay rights, whenever we're talking about, unwed mothers and unprotected sex, et cetera, whatever image you guys have of a couple, all right, don't always think the couple is straight. A lot of times the couple can be gay straight because we have a lot of couples out there that have somebody, a part of their union, that is trying to be somebody they're not because they don't want to be who they are, all right? And so just don't assume that any guy-girl hookup is heterosexual, okay? Many men who are gay are living as heterosexuals, and it's because they don't feel they're in a position to come out. Who was the NBA player that came out, and they were asking the girlfriend of years? She's like, oh, I didn't know. I mean, remember, gay men make awesome boyfriends. That's why so many of us ladies date gay, you know, guys who end up later coming out and being gay. Some of my best boyfriends were gay. One is, I didn't feel pressure to have sex. That was really nice. B, they didn't mind if I had to go, you know, shopping, or I had to, you know, I had some problems with makeup and I need to go. I mean, they didn't mind. It was wonderful. I'm not trying to stereotype, but my boyfriends who later I find out ended up being gay, they were some of the better boyfriends I had, right? The straight boyfriends, they wanted to have sex the first night. And I was like, oh no, can't do it. The Lord might smite me, sorry. And then that relationship ended. So, you know, I've been in relationships where I thought we were a straight couple and one of us wasn't. And so, just like I said, you know, whenever, you know, we're talking about any of these issues, okay, that's just, you know, keep in mind the straight couple that you guys are thinking of, usually, I don't want to say usually, but, you know, there's a big percentage where, you know, it's not straight. Okay. Good. Let's move on. This scary gonorrhea, James. James calls in every day. I love James. It looks like he's very, very worried about this gonorrhea. Let's please put James's mind to rest, okay? And any of you else being really concerned. All right, gonorrhea has become antibiotic resistant. So many people have had gonorrhea, and we've been doling out the penicillin, that the gonorrhea bacteria strain has decided to mutate because of natural selection and survival of the fittest, to be able to combat a lot of antibiotics. And this new strain is called HO41. I'm not making this up. It says HO41. So HO41. Now, you know, men get gonorrhea too. Okay, I don't know why they called it HO41, but I think, you know, maybe how horrible. I don't know what HO stands for. Anyway, okay, silent H. Doctors are warning that the antibiotic-resistant strain of gonorrhea is obviously now called a superbug. They think it could be as deadly as the AIDS virus. It will not turn to AIDS, though, okay? Gonorrhea will not do anything like AIDS does. It could actually be worse. And I tell you how. When you get a bacterial infection, now I know somebody like, well, how could anything be worse than AIDS? Remember, AIDS is a virus. AIDS is one nasty puppy. I hate AIDS. AIDS is one of the scariest viruses we have. But it, a lot of times, won't kill you as quickly as a superbug gonorrhea can. And that's why they're using this comparison. One is it's a great, you know, media headline. But number two is you could get something called septic shock. Okay? Now, apparently, septic shock is when the bacteria gives off its toxin. The body can't handle the toxin, goes into complete shock, kidney shut down, organ shut down, blood pressure drops, and you could die within a matter of days. This is according to Alan Christensen. He's a doctor of naturopathic medicine. Now, no, these guys, they know their stuff. Okay? Apparently, William Smith, not Will Smith, okay? I woke up this morning around 7 and 8. Okay. Executive Director of the National Coalition for STD Directors used Congress to target nearly $54 million in immediate funding to help find an antibiotic for HO41. Oh, good luck. We're going to have the government try to come up after Obamacare and what they've done to the pharmaceutical companies. People aren't working on superbug antibiotics. Obamacare screwed that up for us. Now, they have not, though, seen any deaths yet. Nobody has died from HO41. Nobody has died. Let me put that out there. But if we have a gonorrhea bacteria that's been obviously around for centuries, that is now at the point where we have nothing to fight it, don't be surprised. Now, we do know that, you know, gonorrhea can cause infertility, pelvic inflammatory disease, some pretty scary stuff. But for the most part, we've been able to fight it with what we have. You know, back in the 40s, we were finally able to cure gonorrhea because of penicillin and other antibiotics that were then put out there on the market. But we've overused the antibiotics, and there's too many people with gonorrhea. And one of the reasons why California is pretty proud of, you know, this program using taxpaying dollars to give 12-year-old kids condoms, you know, coming to their bunk beds, is because they're really worried about the rampant gonorrhea. I would like to know when we're going to go back to teaching these kids abstinence. When, I mean, is that just lost? Can we ever go back? But, you know, gonorrhea's on the rise. Now we have a superbug gonorrhea. People are giggling about it, but it's some serious stuff. It's scary. You know, a lot of people, they aren't as scared about, you know, HIV because they think it's only a homosexual disease or an IV drug user disease. Task Force said yesterday everybody gets screened for HIV, 15 to 65 years old. Tell grandma, call grandma up. What? Let me put on my hearing aid. Tell grandma she's got to go get an HIV test. All right, guys, don't go away. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Can Heart and Body Extract help with other ailments besides heart conditions, high blood pressure, clogged arteries, or unbalanced cholesterol? It did for Karen.
I've been using Heart and Body Extract for approximately 2 weeks. I've had an earwax buildup problem for many years, with over-the-counter stuff not working at all. I have very poor hearing due to this earwax buildup. Well, after 2 weeks of taking Heart and Body Extract, my earwax buildup almost completely cleared up. Could this be the effect of Better Body Circulation?
Heart and Body Extract is an effective 100% organic nutritional supplement specially formulated to allow your body to heal itself.
My hearing is almost completely back to normal. I'm amazed.
Order by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for long and healthy life.
So, a natural disaster strikes, and out goes your power. You risk losing stored food in electric freezers and refrigerators. Your options: lose all that expensive food and medication, fire up a noisy gasoline-powered generator, or switch now to a propane or natural gas-powered refrigerator from Ben's Discount Supply. Ben'sDiscountSupply.com has a complete line of propane-powered refrigerators. Freezers in sizes ranging from a small camper cooler size up to a whopping 21-cubic-foot refrigerator freezer or a 22-cubic-foot deep freezer. In stock and ready to ship anywhere. Ben'sDiscountSupply.com also stocks a full line of solar-powered appliances to get you completely off the grid. Check out Ben'sDiscountSupply.com or call 800-771-7702. That's 800-771-7702. Or click Ben'sDiscountSupply.com for camping, home, or bug-out location. Bank on Ben'sDiscountSupply.com.